Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado. Before we jump in, I want to give a shout out to my homegirl, Danny, because we recorded a podcast episode the other day. And there was, when I came back to edit it, there was so much background noise and so much static that I couldn't edit it. So I'm going to redo this podcast. So Danny, if you're listening, I'm thinking about you because I'm just redoing the same podcast that you and I had originally wanted to record because this is such a good topic. So I'm going to go ahead. The topic today is conscious leadership and what it means, and then pose the question to you on, are you the type of leader that you would like to follow? And now I'm talking about leadership, but I also want you to insert whatever applies to you. So in this case, I'm talking about leadership, but we could also expand that. Are you the type of friend that you would want? Are you the type of parent that you wanted? Are you the type of partner, wife, husband, whatever it is, ask yourself that question. Now, I do want to talk about conscious leadership, but again, I want to expand this out. And you ask yourself the questions, not from a place of beat up, but from a place of what is working in my life? What is not working in my life? What do I get to add to level up in all areas of my life? So I think one of the greatest compliments that somebody can receive is when someone says, you inspire me. So especially speaking into conscious leadership, I pride myself on creating conscious leaders or at least being a part of their journey. And I think that that compliment inherently has all other compliments inside of it. Think about that. If someone says they inspire you, I also think that means that they respect you, they value you in their life, they trust you. So there's something that you've done that they may be reaching for. And think about it for the people that you get inspired by, the Tony Robbins of the world, the Mel Robbins, the Brené Browns, whoever it is for you. There's something that you've done or that they've done that means something to you. They've accomplished something that if you're following them or you're inspired by them, I'm going to make up that you want to accomplish as well. So if someone's giving you that compliment, you are accomplishing things that they want to achieve in their life. And I think that's pretty awesome. I think that if you feel drawn to somebody, it's important for you to figure out what qualities they have that might work for you if you start embodying them as well. You might feel connected to them. You might be inspired by the fact that they have a sense of purpose or somehow they bring greater meaning to your life. Now, as a conscious leader, I would assume that you want that for other people as well. If you are not having that, or if you're not getting that feedback, then there's a space for you to look. And the best way for me to look, the best tools that I can give you, and some of you who are listening, you've heard this before, so you know, please let this be a refresher to you. If you like somebody in a leadership role, or if you like somebody's parenting style, again, because I want to expand this not just to leadership, but of course, that's one of my favorite topics. If you see someone who's parenting in a way that you are inspired by, if you see a relationship, the way two people are interacting and you're inspired by their relationship and you want to be in that type of relationship, whatever it is, the tool here, the life hack, if you will, is to look at what they're doing. What's working for them? How are they being? What ways of being are they embodying? And then what are the action steps that they're taking to have the results that you like or you're inspired by? And then look at yourself and go, wait a second, am I being all of those ways of being that that person is? And if you are, that's awesome. But if you aren't, then you get to figure out, well, actually, no, I'm not being those things. Let's take Tony Robbins as an example. He's super motivated. He's hyped up. He's energetic. He's powerful. He's confident. In my life, maybe I'm not as confident as he is. Maybe that's why I don't feel like I'm as powerful as he is. Maybe I'm not as inspiring or energetic as he is. So you want to identify those things so that you know, well, if I add those things, if I am being all of the ways of being this person is, and then I want to look at the action steps that they're taking, what are they doing on a daily basis? whether it's in their personal life or in their business. What are they doing? Because chances are, if they're doing these things and it's working for them, I get to start duplicating that. I get to start doing the same things that they're doing because I want to produce the same results that they're producing. So this week is all about taking your inventory, being an honest recognition of how you're showing up in life. Because again, the ultimate question is, am I leading in such a way that I would follow? Am I parenting in a way that I want it to be parented? Am I in the relationship? Am I giving to my partner the way that I want my partner to give to them? These are the questions that we're asking. This is where the juice is. This is really all I have for you. I know this is short and sweet. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you got refreshed on something or learned something new today. If you want to keep exploring the topics that I cover, please be sure to subscribe and stay up to date on all of these episodes. And of course, the conversation doesn't have to end here. Follow me over on social media. I would love to hear your thoughts. I would love for you to connect with other people in this community, connect with me. And until next time, let's keep learning and growing and exploring the world together. And remember, you are in charge of your happiness. So go out today and create something amazing just because you say so.